We're going to move on. We're going to get into our news here tonight, our featured story. It's all about something completely different. We're going to talk a little bit about this Don Lemon situation. And to be honest with you, this whole story to me just feels like boomer bait. When I went on Tim Pool, they're like, we're talking about Don Lemon. I'm like, Don Lemon. Honestly, who cares about Don Lemon? When I find myself talking about Don Lemon, I feel like I'm in a Florida retirement community. I feel like I'm in the Villages. I feel like I'm with some people whose brains have been damaged from so much sun exposure in Florida. They got a boat and they're part of the Trump flotilla in like Tampa or Clearwater or something. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about Florida retiree boomer Trump supporters, brains melted by the sun. They're on their boat and they're like, it's fake news, CNN. Don Lemon should be arrested. You're like, where am I? What am I doing? What am I talking about? But here we are. And our featured story is all about this big protest that occurred in Minneapolis. So as you know, Minneapolis has become a flashpoint for this conflict between ICE and left-wing protesters after the expose by Nick Shirley of Somalian welfare fraud in Minneapolis. Homeland Security has deployed all sorts of resources to the city to investigate. And get a load of this. This is amazing, guys. This is amazing. DHS has been in Minneapolis for 6 weeks. They have arrested 3,000 people. Okay? Homeland Security has this big, visible presence in Minneapolis. Kristi Noem is there in the costume. ICE is there. DHS law enforcement is there. The National Guard is there. And they're making this big demonstration of force. It's sensational. And that's why Renee Good died, right? Nick Shirley does the video. There is this call to action that the Trump government must deploy federal law enforcement to get to the bottom of this, investigate the welfare fraud, investigate the Somalian community. They go there. There's a huge presence. They shut down the city. A protester gets shot in the face. Antifa is rioting outside and inside the hotels in the city, wearing their costumes, blowing their whistles. You know how many people got arrested in Minneapolis? 3,000 in 6 weeks. You know how many people that is per day? 70. 70 people per day for 6 weeks. All that for that. Renee Good got shot in the face. These hotels are being destroyed. There's another riot in Minneapolis. We're sending in thousands and thousands of ICE and National Guard. 72 arrests per day. Do you know that if you arrested 72 people per day for a year, you would arrest 25,000 people? You know, there's like 80,000 Somalians at the low end in the city of Minneapolis. So you wouldn't even arrest half of all those people in a year in one city if you did that every single day. All that for that. That's your mass deportations. That's your golden age. Law and order. Like, okay, 72. What's the excuse? Honest to God, what is the excuse? And by the way, it will not go on for a year. This will be wrapped up soon. Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago, it lasted like a few months. How long do you think this operation in Minneapolis is going to last? It's not going to last more than a few months. How many people are they going to wind up arresting? 10,000, 5,000? If that, if you're lucky? What is the excuse from the administration? Honestly, and I see all these Trump supporters, they say, well, it's better than nothing. Well, it's better than the Democrats. Well, it's a start. No, it really isn't that much better. I don't even know if it is better at that point. Is it even worth the effort? What is it actually? Why is that worth even anything at all? Because you diminish the population by a few thousand. And you know how this stuff works. If they arrested 3,000, how many of them are actually going to even go to jail? How many of them are actually going to be prosecuted? How many people are actually going to be sentenced to jail time? Probably a fraction of those 3,000. So you're arresting 72 per day. Out of that, maybe half of them are even going to be prosecuted. Maybe half of those are going to see jail time. Seriously. What was it all for? All of it. All of this. People wearing MAGA hats, getting punched in the face. The vaccine, the COVID lockdown, the summer of love, January 6th, the charges. So you could go to one of the worst enclaves of third worlders on the planet. You got them dead to rights. Dead to rights. They stole $8 billion in 7 years. And public opinion polling shows people support law enforcement operations in the city. You're going to wind up prosecuting 500 people. That's what it was all for? Now, add insult to injury. So this fraud gets exposed. DHS comes to town. They barely arrest anybody. But what you've done inadvertently, because there are second order effects, there are knock-on effects. In other words, there are unintended consequences. For every action, there is a reaction. You send DHS into the city. You arrest hardly anybody. But what you have done in the process is you have activated. That's the operative word. You have activated the left. What does that mean? You have incensed them. They're angry. They're emotional. They are compelled to demonstrate. They are getting organized. They are getting in the streets. They are rallying by the hundreds, by the thousands outside the federal government building in Minneapolis. And they are out there in the freezing cold on weekdays, on weekends. They're there breaking into the hotels. They're there setting up an autonomous zone where Renee Good was shot, marching down the streets in the day, at night. And what did they do at this church in Minneapolis? On Sunday, they stormed a church with Don Lemon, where apparently one of the members of the congregation is an ICE field director. They stormed the church, and this is a story from the New York Times about it. The DOJ came out and said that they would prosecute those people. This is a violation of the law. People have civil rights to be able to go to a religious service without being subjected to a disruption or a trespass or some kind of political demonstration. This is a violation of federal law. The DOJ said, we're going to prosecute everybody. Well, they failed to get Don Lemon. They tried it. They failed. This is the New York Times. It says, quote, a federal magistrate judge in Minnesota rejected an attempt by the Justice Department to charge disgraced former CNN host Don Lemon over his participation in Sunday's invasion of a St. Paul church service by anti-ICE agitators. Lemon was part of a group of dozens of demonstrators who disrupted Sunday worship at City's church. A source familiar with the matter told the Post that Attorney General Pam Bondi was enraged by the judge's decision not to sign off on the charge against Lemon and added that she was heading to Minnesota herself. Oh, well. If she's going there herself, that's how you know she means business. Bondi announced earlier on Thursday that two local activists had been arrested over the disturbance. Nakima Levy Armstrong and Chantil Louisa Allen, a local BLM member and a member of the St. Paul Public Schools Board of Education. By the way, let me tell you something about these people. They are the fucking enemy. I know it's really trendy on our side of the internet to say that left and right is just a distraction. Let me tell you something. It isn't. It isn't. If you live in a red state, in a red city, you might have the luxury of thinking that. You might have the luxury of feeling that way. If you have never been harassed, if you have never been intimidated or preyed upon by the radical left, then you have the luxury of thinking that. But these people, a BLM chapter leader, a school board leader, a teachers union member, if you live in a blue state, you know what I'm talking about. You live in Minneapolis, you live in Chicago, you live in New York, you live in a blue state, you know exactly what I'm talking about. These activists, these pieces of shit, local Democrat activists, members of the Democrat machine in your blue city, you know these people are subhuman. These people are urchins. They are scum. And you know they hate you. They hate the taxpayer. They hate white people. They hate your children. They are deadbeats. And it is like their life's mission to extract resources from the taxpayer, the largesse, the amount of corruption, the amount of welfare, these public unions, teachers union, board of education, whatever. These kinds of people, they are degenerate. They are welfare queens. They exist to extract resources. They exist to go to demonstrations. They exist to elect community activists, community organizers to city positions and other local powerful positions, basically to enforce race communism. That is what they are in the business of. It is straight up race communism. They are militant, pro-black, pro-indigenous, POC. They hate white people. They hate Christians. They hate the suburbs. And they exist basically to destroy white neighborhoods, take money from white neighborhoods, corrupt white children, and ruin the city. It's a collection of the ugliest, stupidest, biggest mediocrities in the world. And you look at the kind of stuff that they get into in their community forums, their DSA chapters, their Facebook groups, whatever. It's straight up race communism. It's like workers of the world unite. It's red flag, literally red communist flags, black power fist, inclusivity flags, pro-tranny shit, pro-gay stuff, protect immigrants, protect illegals. I think people forgot. I think people got so caught up in virtue signaling about the Jew stuff. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there's no bigger, you know, Jew critic than me. But people got so caught up in that, they forgot maybe what we're dealing with. I never forgot. I wasn't allowed to forget. I came up with that. Because I live in the suburbs of Chicago, dealt with that my whole life, saw it happening my whole life, in the news my whole life, that they have ruined our city. They are killing our state because of this stuff, because you have these degenerate scumbags in the teachers union, these aldermen in the city of Chicago. They have stolen and looted and they have ran the city into the ground. Now we have this black power mayor. They have ruined what was a working class white city. They have ruined what was a Republican state. And these are some of the worst people alive. These are some of the worst people walking the streets, and they hate you and they are your enemy. If you have any kind of traditional politics, conservative politics, you're even just like a regular normie Trump supporter, they want to wreck your life. Okay? Just so you understand. So when I read this stuff, it's like, ding, 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 a BLM activist. And who's the other one? A St. Paul Public School Board of Education member. Her name is Nikema Armstrong and Chantel Louisa. You know what flavor that is, okay? We know what that looks like. These people are trash. And I'm glad two of them got arrested. Anyway, the article goes on. They were the ringleaders storming the church. It says the two are charged with conspiracy against rights in an effort to intimidate someone in the free exercise of their rights secured by the Constitution. Lemon initially tried to get out of facing criminal conspiracy charges by claiming he was, quote, committing journalism while taking part in the disruption, said the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmeet Dillon. She said, whenever anyone conspires to violate the protected civil rights of American citizens, the Klan Act can be used to bring a conspiracy charge, referring to the 1871 law that bans interference with civic acts such as voting, serving on juries, or practicing religion. Videos posted by Lemon himself before, during, and after the church takeover showed he was very much part of the group, boasting of being read into activists' Operation Pull-Up and effectively serving as the demonstration spokesman inside the building. The church, which describes itself as part of the Baptist tradition, was targeted by Lemon and his compatriots because one of its eight pastors, David Easterwood, reportedly works as acting field director for ICE in Minnesota. Lemon confronted the lead pastor in the church's sanctuary and asked him what he thought about the ruckus. He said, it's unacceptable and it's shameful. Don Lemon then went on TV. This is who we're dealing with. Don Lemon goes on TV afterward and said, this is white supremacy. He said, if you think that a Christian church should be immune from this protest, he said, well, a protest is supposed to make you uncomfortable. And you're supposed to be upset. He said, and it's this white supremacist entitlement to think that you should be able to go and have a church service and not have to be subject to an anti-ICE protest. He said, why are they coming after me? Why are they trying to prosecute me? Don Lemon said, it's because he's a gay black man in Trump's America. This is who we're dealing with, okay? Now, let me tell you something about Don Lemon and LaQuisha and these other people, the BLM leader, Renee Good. Let me tell you something about these people. There is no redeeming them, okay? We're not going to win a debate with a guy like Don Lemon. Don Lemon is a gay black guy who goes on TV and is crying about white supremacy and entitlement and Christian nationalism and ICE and all. Think about how out of line this is. Think about there's layers to this. You rewind the story back to the beginning. This country has allowed in Somalians. We are under no obligation to do this. What is our obligation to Somalia exactly? We didn't colonize Somalia. We didn't ruin Somalia. Why is that our problem? We're over there fighting ISIS. You're welcome. We're over there fighting ISIS, trying to establish some kind of government. Graciously, we let these people in our country. Why? Because we are stupid. We let these people in. This is a population of ISIS terrorists, pirates, warlords. Average IQ is 85. They don't even have a functioning country. They have no government, no infrastructure, nothing. We let them into the country. Really bad idea, but they're here. They come here and they start looting the system with their accomplices in the Democratic Party. You've got Minnesota has one of the highest human development indices out of any state in the United States. Great healthcare, great education, great governance. It's one of the best states, one of the most well-run states. What do these people do? They come here, and they start looting it to the tune of billions. The Democrats are helping them secure billions of dollars in stolen funds for daycares, for healthcare, for whatever. So we let them in graciously. They're stealing from us. This goes on for years. There's no accountability, no investigation. It's happening right under the nose of the Democratic government there. And they're probably in on it. The fraud gets exposed. Immigration comes to Minneapolis. DHS comes to Minneapolis to get to the bottom of it, which is their job. If there are illegal immigrants there, they should be deported. There's already 10 million illegals that came in 4 years. You maybe have 30 to 40 million illegals in the whole country. No legal standing to be here. There is a process. They knowingly violated it. So ICE and DHS come to town to investigate the fraud and deport the illegals. Protesters show up and they're throwing themselves in front of ICE, trying to hit them with their car, trying to block them with their car, trying to interfere in law enforcement duties. Protester gets shot. Now, Don Lemon is leading the charge into a church where a law enforcement officer is a pastor, terrorizing families, children, while they are there to worship God, while they are there to worship Jesus Christ. You want to have a protest, do it at the federal government building lawfully during the day on the sidewalk. You want to disagree, make your voice heard online, in the papers, whatever. You go to somebody's church service on a Sunday and you shut down the whole thing. Now people can't go to church because you are protecting protesters, impeding law enforcement, looking into fraud and illegal immigration because these people who were welcomed in are stealing $8 billion from the taxpayer. Layers to this. And then when you get held accountable, you go on TV and said, this is about white supremacy. It's about white people and Christians being entitled. White supremacist Christians being entitled. You think left and right is a fake divide? You think that's a distraction? You think that all it's going to take for us to unite with Don Lemon is we're just going to talk about the Israel issue? If me and Don Lemon can see eye to eye on, I don't know, Netanyahu should stop the war, we could forget about all that. No, absolutely not. We can never unite with these people. And as far as I'm concerned, they should all be put in jail. Throw the book at them. I don't care. Throw the book at them. Whatever charge will stick, hit them with it and throw them in jail. They are our enemies. They are better off in jail than they are walking the streets. They are an impediment to law and order. You want to have a country? You need to deport the illegals. You need a border. You want to do that, you need to crush the protesters that think this is fascism. They think it's white supremacist Nazism to deport illegal immigrants. They're using their cars. They're harassing law enforcement, shooting fireworks at them, blocking them with their cars, running them over with their car, hitting them with shovels. Yeah, those people need to be put in jail forever. And as far as I'm concerned, the more of them you can arrest, the better. But this is the failure of the Trump administration. We're not arresting enough people in Minneapolis. We're not arresting the fraudsters. We're not deporting the illegals. The protesters that are impeding law enforcement, we're not arresting them. Out of all these demonstrators that broke into the church, two are being prosecuted, just two. I saw a lot more than two people break into the church. It's at least a dozen. Don Lemon, they're not prosecuting. So what is even the point of electing a Trump government is if this is the outcome? If we can't actually get what we voted for, if we can't actually punish our enemies. And by the way, there's no moral equivalency. These people are in the wrong. They're in the wrong. We've been fighting for 10 years to fight for our civil rights, our constitutional rights. We want free speech. We want to be able to talk on the internet. We want to be able to demonstrate. We want to be able to protest. We want to be able to get a permit, go out in public and do a protest. We want to rent a public space and put on an event. Go to a college campus and have an exchange of ideas. Have an internet show. Post on Twitter. That is what we're doing. These people want the right to crash their car into an ICE vehicle. They want the right to crash a church service. They want the right to break into a hotel and barge down, break down the door of every ICE agent that's staying inside. That's not lawful. There's no moral equivalency. We want to enforce the laws. We want to use the sovereign authority of the Constitution to prevent more immigrants from coming here. They want to protect illegal immigrants that have no legal standing to be here. No moral equivalency between the two positions. And you see this Trump government, they're going through all the motions. This is what's really frustrating. Talking about it, threatening it. Everybody's getting on TV. Well, I'm coming to Minneapolis. Well, wait till I get there. This Bovino guy is in these videos in costumes. Christy Noem is out there in a costume. Pam Bondi's out there in a costume. Cash Patel is out there in a costume. They're on TV. They're on Fox News. They're on Benny Johnson. We're going to do something. We're going to shut it down. Send in the National Guard. And they don't even arrest anybody. Meanwhile, the left is activated. Meanwhile, the left is emboldened and activated, undeterred. They are out there blowing their whistles, banging their drums in their stupid fucking costumes, shooting fireworks, taking over government buildings, throwing stuff at law enforcement, raiding churches. Is this what we're going to tolerate? And by the way, we'll get more of it. If you don't prosecute these people, we'll get more of it. And think about what this says in the current climate in the country. You had a Mormon church that was shot up in Michigan a couple months ago. Everyone forgot about that. You had a Catholic church in Minneapolis that was shot up by a transgender last year. Now people can't go to church without being harassed by an anti-ICE demonstration, without Don Lemon screaming at white people. And this is when you realize that there is nowhere that you can run away to. Okay? They will chase you to the ends of the earth. People still are doing the white flight thing. They're going to move to another state, move to another city. And I get it. If you got a young family, you think if I go and move to a rural area or a whiter area, I could raise my kids for 15 years before they're grown up. And then we're a little bit safer. And I get that. But this is why you have to be engaged in politics. Because there are more of them than there are of us. More immigrants, more non-whites and their descendants. More of these people that hate us. Screaming white supremacists, calling us Christian fascists, calling us Nazis, whatever. And they will attack our churches. They will attack us in our schools. They will attack us in law enforcement and Republican Party operations and so on. The only solution is we have to defeat them. That's it. At the national level, they have to be utterly defeated. And you thought that that's what you were getting with Trump. But as I told you last year or in 2024, Trump is just not enough. He's not the answer. He's not competent. He's not willing to follow through. He's not hardcore enough. These people are all talk and no action. And all they're doing is making it worse. All they're doing is accelerating it. All they're doing is making the left more militant, more violent, more desperate, daring the left to get more bold. I don't know how good that is for our side anymore. If Don Lemon gets away with this, what is the message to the left? The message is there are no consequences. Break into a church defiantly. I mean, they got him dead to rights. He's on camera speaking out in favor of it. And he's going to walk away. The judge won't sign off on it. It's over. They got two people. The rest of them are fine. Those two people will be martyrs now. If everybody went to jail, that'd be one thing. Now these two people are going to be martyrs. It needs to be a broken window policy. Everybody that was there needs to face federal charges. Everybody that was there needs to see a jail cell. There can be no other way. Yes, make an example out of them. Throw the book at them. And then when there's copycats, throw the book even harder at them. But they're just not serious and they chicken out on everything. And I worry because we're here for three more years with this. Three more years. And all I see is more escalation. So it is not good, man. It's very disappointing. And it's so hard to watch because you see it so clearly and you know exactly what's coming next. You know exactly where this is headed. And you're just powerless to stop it. Trump is in the driver's seat. He fucking sucks. And he's just going to keep pushing them, and we are on the front lines. We are the ones that are going to get hurt. And by we, I mean me, I mean all of you. We are the ones that are going to get hurt by this. Not him, he'll be fine. His people will be fine, they're protected. It's all of us that are going to be screwed. He's 80 years old, he's not even going to be here in 10 years. We are going to be holding the bag when he's done with his little vanity career in politics. So it is very demoralizing to watch. You would think that the Trump administration would be crushing these people the way that all of these Glazers talk about it. I see on Twitter and everybody, the way they talk about it, it's patriot this, patriot that. know who you are, American, blah, blah, blah. Dude, fuck you. All these Trump dick riders, fuck you. Seriously. I hold you personally accountable. And it's funny, I was debating with this guy on Tim Pool, and he was nice enough. I'm sure he was being polite and cordial. I know he definitely is not my biggest fan. But I got in a debate with this guy on Timcast, this guy Tate Brown. And he's one of these, I know who he is. I know he's one of these plan trusters, heritage Americans. I know he's of that ilk. Again, he was a nice guy, he was very friendly, and all that. I know he's not my biggest fan. We vehemently disagree. But here's the case in point. Me and this guy go back and forth for about an hour on this in the paywalled part of the show. And he's a Doyle acolyte. He's in that whole crew of, I'm going to be polite because he was nice to me. He's in that whole crew in D.C. He's tight with Patrick Casey. He's been to those parties. My friends have seen him there. I have eyes everywhere. I know everyone. Okay, he's in that whole clique of plan trusting Trump supporters, white pillars, golden age. You know, they're at the white pill party with Scott Greer and everything. And I'm debating with this guy for an hour. He's saying, but don't you realize that if it wasn't for Trump, we would never be having these conversations. If it wasn't for Trump, we would never be able to talk like this. If it wasn't for Trump, we wouldn't have these metapolitical victories and blah, blah, blah. And all these people have been saying since 2024, trust the plan. It's five-dimensional chess. Stephen Miller, if you can hear us, save us. Oh, it's a golden age. If you fuck around with us, we're going to do things to you. It's the vengeance tour. All this stuff. And I told you on Monday, Don Lemon is not going to face any repercussions. 0% chance. It ain't going to happen. Well, here we are on Thursday. They can't even arrest Don Lemon. They can't arrest anybody. They can't arrest Obama. They can't arrest Fauci. They can't arrest the Clintons. They can't arrest, who is the one, Letitia, is it Jackson or James? I don't even know, some black name. They can't arrest Don Lemon. They can't arrest the people in the church. They're making 72 arrests per day in Minneapolis. Where is your king? Where is your leader now? Where's your guy? Where's the golden age? People say, oh, well, you know, we're having a different conversation. People watch a speech at Davos and they say, the best to ever do it. The rhetoric is crazy. Bro, it's a speech. We've been doing this for 10 years. Where's the enforcement? You're the president of the United States. Are you going to throw our enemies in jail or what? They did it to your people. They arrested every J6er. The Biden White House leaned on all social media and got everybody banned. They implemented a vax mandate. They made it so that you would get fired from your job if you weren't vaccinated. I mean, think of the pressure that the Biden administration exerted on the right wing between the castigation of MAGA Republicans, the DOJ investigation into the Capitol. How they leaned, how 13 different departments and agencies leaned on social media to get people banned from every social platform. And the Trump administration, what can they do? Nothing. I told you it would be like this. I told you this is how it would be. Do you remember last year everybody thought, oh, it's going to be different this time? Do you remember the high hopes of the transition? I remember after the election, people were exuberant, jubilant. People were so excited during the transition, after the election, before the inauguration, people said, oh my God, it's a golden age. RFK Jr. and Elon and Vivek and Tulsi Gabbard and J.D. Vance are dancing to Staying Alive. Remember the Jib Jab edits? They're all dancing to Staying Alive. We face swapped and they're all dancing. They're dancing into 2025 as we enter our golden age. Dude, fuck you. Now, We have an armada sailing to Iran to topple their government. Trump announced that we're not doing mass deportations anymore. The New York Times said we only actually deported 250,000 people last year. 72 arrests per day in Minneapolis after we discovered $8 billion in fraud. And none of these political arrests are happening. That's your golden age. So we need someone who is serious. Republicans are not serious. They are a joke. Look what happened in Indiana. They declined to gerrymander the state. Yeah, just give those seats to Democrats. Just give them right up. Why bother? We need a radical right-wing candidate. We need an actual radical, not a tech puppet like J.D. Vance. We need an actual radical right-wing candidate who is willing to go all the way. Someone who is not going to cuck. Someone who is not going to drop the ball. Somebody young. We need somebody in 2028 that is actually going to take us to the promised land and lead us. Otherwise, we're going to get killed by these people. I'm so sick of hearing about, you know, right and left is just a fake. That's not a real thing. It is so real. These people are real. They have captured the Democratic Party and they're coming for you. How about Zohran Mamdani saying he wants to tax white neighborhoods? The guy's a race communist. He's calling Trump a fascist. This is what we're talking about here. Anyway, we're going to move on. We're out of time here, so we're going to take a look at our super chats. We'll see what you guys have to say about it, but I have to tell you, man, I'm losing faith in this whole Trump thing. It's a total disaster.